Alright, alright!
Yo, yo, yo!
Coming to you live from Philly, it's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show!
Yo, yo, yo!
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony, we made headlines as usual this week.
We sure did.
Because we were the ones who exposed the media cover-up behind Tom Brady's 7th Super Bowl win. And you know, people, if you want to hear it, go back and listen. Because, you know, when we win the Nobel Prize for Investigative Journalism, you're going to want to hear it anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
Trust me on that.
And you can also hear us all out destroy our last guest, Ryan Field.
Ugh.
Who should be in the unemployment field.
Yeah, worst Ryan ever after Ryan Gosling and every other Ryan ever.
Well said, Tony. Anyway, we got big stuff to get to this week. The city of Philadelphia under attack by a certain sports radio host, Colin Cowherd.
Oh, no,
and,
not him.
You know, we're going to bring on a guest to discuss this disgrace to our city. His co-host on the show, Joy Taylor, who, in addition to being, you know, a known name in the sports media biz, is also the sister of NFL Hall of Famer Jason Taylor, who, as we all know, hails from the great state of Pennsylvania.
Our home
and
state.
Tony closely followed his high school football career, didn't you, Tony?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if I knew more about Jason Taylor than his own sister.
Yup, and we're going to put that to the test today. But first, back to the main subject of our show, Cowherd.
Yeah.
We happen to know two guys who used to work at his show. And they shall remain nameless, but let's just say they're trusted sources. And, you know, what we heard is, you know, people think that Cowherd, he comes up with all that stuff off the top of his head. No.
Nope.
From what we heard, get this, people, he gets in at 6 a.m. every morning and sits there and preps for 2 hours, sometimes 2.5 hours.
Ha.
I mean, if you have to spend that much time thinking about what you have to say, you're in the wrong business.
Yeah, if he wants to do 2 hours of prep, he should be a baker or something. We come into our studio, no prep, sit down into the microphone and give it to you straight off the cup. Right, Paulie?
Yep, you know, in 2 hours, we could record 10, 11 shows. Easy, right? You know, what a waste of time with that Cowherd there. I mean, his producers must be sitting there thinking, you know, hurry up already. Come on, we got a show to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the subject of hurry up already, let's just get right in to our first segment, our top story.
Top story.
All right, the big story of the week, obviously, Eagles quarterback, former Eagles quarterback, Carson Wentz traded to the Indianapolis Colts for 2 toothpicks and, you know, some loose change that somebody found in a couch. Anyway, even before this whole trade went down and was made official, Colin Cowherd was just bagging on the city, being so disrespectful to the city of Philadelphia. And I think he took it too far, didn't he, Tony? Too far.
He sure did.
He said the
Eagles was stupid.
Belonged in the NFL clown club because of how they handled Carson Wentz. Here, just listen to what this jerk had to say on his show.
The Philadelphia Eagles are officially, congratulations, in the NFL clown club with Washington, the Jets, the Lions, the Jags, the Bengals, the Browns, and the Houston Texans.
What Mr. Cowherd here is forgetting is that we got rid of Carson Wentz before. You know, during the 2017 season, the Eagles' offensive line, they allowed him to get injured so we could get rid of him and go to Nick Foles, which improved the team greatly. And that, you know, is the sign of a healthy, functioning organization.
Yeah.
They know when it's time to get rid of the most important person. And, you know, so Mr. Cowherd can understand this. We're going to speak in a language that he can understand. Right, Tony?
Yeah. Cowherd loves to use analogies, so we came up with a little segment called Analogies.
Analogies.
Okay, first analogy that shows that it's good to get rid of the most important person comes to us from the world of government. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah. Look at presidential elections. We get rid of presidents every 4 years. Carson Wentz played 5 years. He had stayed 1 year too long, and that was the problem.
Exacto mundo.
Analogies.
And you know, another example from the world of music? You know, remember that band Journey?
Yeah.
You know, people got sick. They got sick of hearing Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
They said, we need something fresh. So they went out and found exactly who you would expect, a young Filipino from YouTube.
Terrific move. And now, whenever I hear that song, Someday Love Will Find You, I think of the great Arnel Pineda.
Who doesn't?
What a voice and what a legacy.
So true.
Analogy.
And one final analogy here from the business world. You know, Apple, right? We all know Apple.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when Steve Jobs died, you know, may God rest his soul. I mean, I hate to say this, Tony, but the company got so much better after he was gone. I mean, all you have to do is look at my new iPhone 14. So much better than the iPhone 1, iPhone 2. And, you know, I think Jobs died around, what was it? You know, iPhone 5. And unfortunately, you know, that just doesn't hold up anymore, does it, Tony?
Back then, on those old phones, you had to use a code to unlock it. And now, on the new ones, the phone just looks at your face and says, hey, I know you. You're in. Jobs didn't think of that.
Huge whiff by Mr. Jobs there.
Yep.
So there you go, Cal Third. We just did your brand of sports talk.
Better
so
than you.
Better than you. And frankly, I can't wait to find out what our guest thinks of our segment there. So, hey, here she's coming on the line right now. So let's bring her on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, our guest, you know, she's a big name in the world of sports media, co-host of The Herd with Colin Cowherd, also hosts her own podcast, Maybe I'm Crazy, and, you know, you also hear a lot on Fox Sports Radio. I got to say, impressive resume there.
Yeah, very good.
All right, welcome to the show, Joy Taylor.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, we had to have you on today because, as you probably heard at the beginning of the show, we played the clip, the terrible clip of your co-host there, Cowherd, calling the Eagles a clown organization. Now, what we want to know is, you were sitting right there. Why didn't you cut him off and tell him he sounds like a fool?
Well, I mean, I agree with him. It's pretty obvious that the Eagles are pretty dysfunctional at this point. You'd have to be a little delirious not to
delirious?
Think that.
Delirious? Delirious. You're the one coming on this show and saying that. You're delirious.
Yeah, look, the Eagles got rid of the problem. Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson. Don't you think that means that they're actually a functioning organization?
Yeah.
Well, Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl just a few years ago. You guys should remember because it's the only Super Bowl you've ever won in your organization's history. And
mistress of the obvious.
Now, Howie Roseman is talking about drafting another quarterback with the 6th overall pick. And I don't know if you saw your new head coach's opening press conference.
Brilliant.
Not so much. Not so much.
What are you talking about?
I thought he was
brilliant.
So well-spoken and wise.
Wise.
You know, yeah. I like what he said about less thinking. That's the way you become smart.
He said, we have to do more meat and compete. I mean, that's the basis of football.
Seems like it went over your head. What's your problem with it?
I mean, I think it was really not a good look for an opening press conference from somebody who not only is going to have to speak to the media several times a week, but also has to command a locker room of men. And I really was underwhelmed, to say the least, with that press conference. But I don't know what you guys are talking about. I mean, I'm not bashing the Eagles. I think you guys were on a nice run, but I think, you know, it all fell apart.
Yeah, this interview's falling apart already.
Let's disclose what's going on here because we got to inform our audience. In full disclosure, you're from Pittsburgh, right? You're a Steelers fan, so you know that's why you hate the Eagles. Come on, just admit it.
Well, I mean, there's not much to hate. We have 6 Lombardis, and, you know, you guys just learned how to win Super Bowls. So,
Hold on just a moment before you get carried away that we won a Super Bowl in 2017. What year was it when you last won a Super Bowl? I can't even remember.
Yeah, my memory doesn't even go that far back.
Look, we've got 6. All right, we're tied
with the
New England Patriots. We are, which you know, everyone always wants to talk about the New England Patriots. Like, the Steelers didn't have the most Lombardis for the longest time. But, yeah, I mean, look, Pittsburgh, we do things differently in Pittsburgh.
You hold. See, at least we had the wisdom to get rid of Carson Wentz. The problem, you keep holding on to Ben Roethlisberger. Don't you think it's time
for
him?
Yeah, he stinks.
You know, he needs to go. He's like an infection in the human body, and you need to, you know, get in the medicine and get rid of him, flush him out.
I don't know if I can describe Ben Roethlisberger as an infection. That seems a little dramatic, but he's. Yeah, I think it's time to hang him up. You know, he's not really he's not really a workout guy. He's not really, he's kind of the opposite of Tom Brady in that sense. He's definitely eating the regular ice cream when Tom Brady's having the avocado ice cream. So I do think it's time for Ben to hang it up, but we'll probably run it back with him one more year.
No. Well, that's why you're not a functioning organization.
That's why the Steelers should be in the clown car, not the Eagles, because the Eagles are very functional.
I'm sure you guys have great sources within the Eagles organization. We all have our sources.
We sure do.
We all have our sources. I haven't heard great things about how things are being run over there. Seems like there's a lot of you know, chefs in the kitchen. And I honestly think that the Eagles are going to be the worst in the NFC East next year.
Are you kidding me?
You are a pessimist, you know?
Yeah.
You call yourself Joy. I don't hear joy.
Yeah, you're losing your joy. You got to be more optimistic.
What? Did you guys watch the NFL last year? Did you see any games?
Oh, that's what we do. It's our jobs. Every game.
Okay, so, I'm a realist. I'm a realist. Okay, so I would love to be more optimistic about the Eagles. I like the Eagles. I thought that 2017 championship was really fun. You know, it was a lot of Meek Mill, dreams and nightmares. It was a good time. Yeah. You know, you took down the mighty Patriots. I enjoyed it, but I think that
kick their ass.
You guys have really like fallen apart. It's been a very dramatic fall from grace since then.
Yeah, well, I'd say the same about the Herd. You know, around 2019, I noticed the show just started to go downhill from there. Not sure what was going on behind the scenes. Maybe you had some people leave. Who knows? But I noticed that anyway. Just a random thought. Yeah. No, hold on.
So us as close to us said there were a couple of key departures within the Herd.
That's what we heard.
Let's just segue out of here
to another subject. Your brother, Dolphins legend, and of course, Pennsylvania high school football legend, Jason Taylor.
Yeah.
We've heard you talk about him before, and it sounds like you have some very deep affection for him, don't you?
Yes, I love my brother.
Okay, well, great, because we're going to put that to the test on today's show, because, you know, Tony happens to be a very big fan of your brother, too.
Very sincere, huge fan.
Who is the real fan? You or Tony? It's time for the new game. Who's the bigger Jason Taylor fan?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, let's go. Taking you down, Joy.
All right, I'm going to ask you questions about the legendary career of Mr. Jason Taylor. I'm going to give a question to Tony, then a question to you, Joy, and the first one to get three right wins the game and gets the title of being the number one Jason Taylor fan. All right, let's play.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now, here we go. Now, all these questions are randomly selected, okay? So, first question to you, Tony. We all know Jason Taylor played for the Dolphins, but many people forget he played for other teams. Name one of them.
Jets.
Wait your turn, Joy.
Wait, you know,
I'll do one better.
You know,
Washington and the Jets.
I thought it was like popcorn. Okay, so, all right.
We get turns, but I guessed it right anyway.
Okay, yes, Tony,
correct.
That's fair. You got that one right.
I get those points,
Paulie. All right,
Paulie.
Yeah, please wait your turn, you know. You interrupt us. Do that on the Herd next time and interrupt Colin. Okay, now this one's for you, okay?
Okay, so this is me.
First of all, one point for Tony.
All right, fine.
All right, Joy. In the 2006 season, Jason Taylor won NFL Defensive Player of the Year. How many combo tackles did he record in that season?
Oh, come on.
What? You're his sister. You
it's
should
a
know.
Fair
Go.
Question.
Combo tackles. 136.
Oh, well, you know, you're clearly very gung-ho on your
She's
brother
She's optimistic
there.
All of a sudden.
Tony, just out of curiosity, this won't count toward your point, Dodo, but you know the answer here?
Of course I know the answer. It's 62.
That is correct. 62 combo tackles. Well done. Joy, I appreciate you being so gung-ho for your brother there, but you unfortunately...
Well, you know, he is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that leads me to my next question. Good segue there. All right, Tony, this is for you and not Joy. So, Joy, hold on.
Okay.
All right. In the year 2017, as Joy just mentioned, Jason Taylor was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Tony, in what city is the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
What?
Joy, again, please, no interruptions.
Not a lot of people know this, but the answer is... Canton, Ohio.
There you go. 2 points for Tony. Well done. Very good. Okay, Joy, don't worry. You got a fair chance. Here you go. Back to you. We all remember week 6 of the 2003 NFL season. A clash between the Dolphins and Patriots. How many assisted tackles did Jason Taylor record in that game?
6.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're really even not even close. Tony, you want to just take a stab out of this one? It won't count to you the point total.
Oh, I'll never forget. The answer is 0.
Yep, Tony's
it was
correct.
A terrible game. They lost 19-13. I was so heartbroken for one of my favorite players, Jason Taylor.
That was a rough one. We all remember.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, Joy is the only one who doesn't. But don't worry, Joy. We're going to give you a chance to get back in this game right now. I'm going to give you a 2-point question, okay?
Okay.
All right? But if you miss it, the game goes to Tony, all right?
Okay, okay.
In his very first game in 1997, Jason Taylor recorded a sack on Colts quarterback Jim Harbaugh. Now tell me, what was the game time temperature that day? And also, what was the wind speed?
The game time temperature was... was it a home game?
It was a home game in Miami.
Okay.
I will tell you that.
All right.
So, you know, think September, Miami. Yeah, you know.
The game time temperature was 87 and the wind speed was 5.
Oh, a noble effort. Tony, you know, just out of curiosity again, you know this one?
Of course, how can I forget? It was a balmy 81 degrees and a brisk 7 mile per hour wind.
There
I remember
you go,
it
right
like
on
yesterday.
The nose, which means, Tony, you win the game, and that means that you are the bigger Jason Taylor fan.
You're number one,
well
Jason
done.
Taylor.
And Joy... you know, you lost the game, and because you lost, you know, what we need you to do right now is we need you to tell Tony that, you know, he's a bigger Jason Taylor fan than you are. And, you know, while you're at it, I think you should just go ahead and publicly apologize to your brother. So, please, the floor is yours.
I'm not going to apologize to my brother. Tony, it seems like you probably had the Google machine up during this game.
You're accusing him of cheating?
Me of cheating?
Cheating? I'm going to accuse you of being a terrible guest.
Well,
yeah,
because guess what, Joy? You're Joy at all. You're off the show. Get out of here.
You're tailor-made for this show.
You're tailor-made for an exit. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Satellite Network.
The Eagles are going to be the worst in the division next year.
Jay, why is she still on the phone? Oh!
Jay, learn how to hang up a phone. And, you know, I got to say, I feel sorry for Kalter that he's got to listen to, you know, that all day.
Yeah, joy to the world. More like suffering to the world.
There you go. Well said, Tony. But, you know, let's not let it get to us because, you know, we always have a sponsor at this point of the show. And we got a big one today. A company that's huge in the area of travel. And not only that, has been making headlines all week. It's a company that we all know, United Airlines. Do you want to fly an airline that gives you comfort, service, and a 98% chance of survival? Then you should fly United. When you're on United, what's great is the action on your movie screen is nothing compared to the action going on outside your window. And Tony, you recently had a flight on United that was truly memorable. Why don't you tell the people?
Yeah. So me and this girl I've been seeing, Abalonia, decided to take a trip for the weekend on United. And halfway through the flight, Apollonia says, "Hey, Tony, let's join the Mile High Club." So we got to the bathroom, and after 2 minutes, there was a huge bang. Then Apollonia turns to me and says, "Tony, that was unusually fast." And I said to her, "That wasn't me, silly. That was the engine exploding." And then Apollonia said, "Oh no, what do we do now?" And I said, "Don't worry about it. The plane isn't the only thing going down, if you catch my drift." And then 2 minutes later, there was a second explosion. But let's just say that one didn't make the news.
What a romantic story and a true testament to the quality of service you get at United. When you fly United Airlines, your plane is guaranteed to have at least one functioning engine. Book now for the low rate of 2 cents per ticket. United. All right, well, that wraps up our advertisement and that wraps up our show. So, you know, we're going to say...
Oh, no.
It's a producer Jay, everybody.
Producer
definitely
Jay,
not a joy
worst.
To anyone. What?
Some corrections, guys.
Yeah.
Earlier you mentioned an iPhone 14. There's no iPhone 14. The latest edition is the iPhone 12 Pro.
Well, you're not a pro. And also, I'm going to iPhone you and tell you that you're fired.
Hey, Siri, remind me to fire producer Jay.
Yeah, let's just move on here, all right? So,
No people, more.
What?
Also at the top of the show,
you
mentioned a Nobel Prize for investigative journalism. There's no such thing. I think you might have been thinking of the Pulitzer Prize.
Well, now I'm thinking of kicking your ass.
Yeah, I'm going to pull Itzer you off the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more interruptions.
No more interruptions. All right, let's just get...
One more. Finally. You said the lead singer of Journey was Tyler Perry? Tyler Perry is the guy who plays Medea. The lead singer of Journey was Steve Perry.
Well, you're going to take a journey to the unemployment line.
Yeah. Don't stop believing that we won't fire your ass.
Yeah. You know, people... We've asked you several times. Please send your resumes to Paulie and Tony Fusco Show at gmail.com. We need a new producer now. Look, let's not let him get us down because we're going to go out on a good note here, even despite Jay's efforts there. Breaking news, people. Nick Foles, Super Bowl hero,
Nick Foles.
Booked on the next episode, confirmed, so you won't want to miss that. In the meantime, don't forget, rate and review the show. Tell us how great we are. Don't forget also, you know, look us up on Twitter, Facebook, The Fusco Show. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. All right, we'll see you people next week.
See ya.